H910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Donald Trump picked up more delegates on Saturday in Michigan, Missouri, and Idaho. And ABC political director Rick Klein says 2 days from Super Tuesday, former president's on the cusp of his third straight Republican nomination.
Right now, Donald Trump has opened up a big lead, and it is only getting bigger with the victories just over the weekend. Already more than 200 delegates ahead of Haley. 1215, that magic number. He's not going to get there, but he might get close, given how polling has stood so far and what we expect to see on Tuesday.
The U.S. Saturday airdropped its first shipment of aid to Gaza, about 38,000 meals. Advocates say more needs to be done to prevent a humanitarian disaster. As many as 300 people had to be rescued from their cars, stuck in blizzard conditions in the Sierra Nevada mountains. Power has been restored to more residents, but some outages persist after the howling winds. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. President Biden's support for Israel's war in Gaza is costing him votes from Muslim, Arab American, and pro-Palestinian communities, if the results of the recent Michigan primary are any indication. More from Farah Siddiqui.
More than 100,000 people voted uncommitted in Michigan's presidential primary. An exit poll of over 500 Muslim voters was conducted by the Council on American Islamic Relations. CARE's Government Affairs Director Robert McCaw says 94% of American Muslims who voted in the Democratic primary voted uncommitted.
It's a clear sign that our communities are organized. We're a political force in these states and other swing states, and we can tip the results in any election when it counts.
The exit poll found that potential third-party candidates are polling better than Biden, and if an election was held today, 40% of Muslim voters would prefer an unnamed other candidate. The poll also found 13% might vote for GOP frontrunner Donald Trump. The Biden administration has faced significant protests in Michigan. According to McCaw, the initiation of the Vote Uncommitted campaign was in protest of the president's reluctance to call for a ceasefire in Gaza. He says these voters weren't bluffing.
It's noteworthy that potential third-party candidates such as Dr. Cornel West are polling better than Biden with Muslim voters, while others like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Jill Stein are polling evenly with the president.
In response to the protest vote, Dearborn Mayor Abdullah Hamoud wrote on social media, "Today, thousands said enough. As American citizens and Michigan voters, we have made our voices heard at the ballot box. Now it is up to President Biden to listen to Michigan and do the right thing." I'm Farah Siddiqui. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Bucks win again.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Bulls in Chicago 113-97. Giannis with 46 points and 16 rebounds. The Bucks have now won 5 in a row. Chicago's Nikola Vukovic got frustrated and smacked Milwaukee's AJ Green in the face and was ejected from the game. Head coach Doc Rivers:
"It was great. You know what? I just liked our defensive energy all game. I thought that's what changed the game. I thought we got into them. Game got a little chippy, but I thought it got chippy over just defensive pressure. Just as long as we keep our composure, that was the only thing I kept telling our guys." So, and then Giannis, you know, it's that thing we talked about, feeding the pig, meaning if you fall on a plate, it works. And we had the little angle action, stay with it. You know, the one time they went away from, that's when I jumped up and said, "Why would you go away from something that just keep running it and keep running it and something else? Then you do that."
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy and breezy for today. Southeast winds up around 30 miles per hour. There will be a little bit of rain chance in the afternoon. The big story, though, highs in the lower 60s, which would absolutely shatter records for today. Tonight, rain in lower 30s. It's 42 at our studios.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Crazy people. Crazy people like me go crazy over people like you. Goofy people, daffy people like me go crazy over the things you do.
While we are underneath the moon above, you've got me acting just like a loon. It must be love, sweet love.
Crazy people, like me go crazy over people like you. Bye.
Music of the Stars is on the air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Around till noon.
In Tampa, Tacoma, our old St. Joe Mo, guided by close by the radio. Up in Maine or on the Western Plain, it makes no difference where you go. Cinderella. Station throughout the nation, we'll have a song coming through. So if your set works, the major networks will do your own for you. You should never sing for her if her song is not of your alley.
You might sound like Bing to her,
but suppose she likes Rudy Valley.
If so, Cruder from old Altoona can tell her better than you. Why should you care?
know too well that I'm just wasting precious time in thinking such a thing could be, that you could ever care for me.
Jimmy Stewart.
I'm sure you'll hate to hear that I adore you, dear, but grant me just the same.
From Hollywood. Stand by for Oscars. And when we do that, we'll do all the winners and the losers.
On the good ship, Lollipop, it's a sweet trip to a candy shop where bonbons play on the sunny beach in Peppermint Bay. Lemonade stands everywhere, Cracker Jack fans fill the air. Chocolate bar. See the sugar bowl, do the Tootsie Roll with the big bad devil's fruit cake. If you eat too much, you'll awake with a tummy ache. On the good ship, Lollipop, it's a night trip. Into bed you hop and dream away. On the good ship, Lollipop, it's a sweet trip to a candy shop where bonbons play on the sunny beach of Peppermint Bay. Lemonade stands everywhere, Cracker Jack fans fill the air, and there you are, happy landing on a chocolate bar.
You'll awake with a Tommy ache.
good ship, Lollipop.
What a talent. I love that kid's work. The music of the stars on WLIV. Francis Albert said, you know, I like anything Cole Porter. And some of that stuff got a little R-rated. No, not this. Not this, no. Francis Albert, Sinatra.
You'd be so easy to love, so easy to idolize, all others above, so worth the yearning for, so swell to keep every home fire burning for, and we would be so grand at the game. Together, that it does seem a shame that you can't see your future with me, 'cause you'd be oh so easy to love. You'd be so
to go. music of the stars. Sammy Nestico, Nobody's Better. Easy to love. Great love song from Cole Porter. Got to tell you that there was a kid in Racine, back in the mid-50s, brilliant musician named Gerald Harris. Jerry Harris, we called him. He was part of the American Legion Drum and Bugle Corps, the boys of 76. And he played love songs. I think he was in love himself. Well, and that was one of them he wrote. Boys of 76, the love songs never stopped in a drum and bugle corps. And the music of the stars, take it easy. It's Sunday. Take it easy.
Your sweet expression, the smile you gave me, the way you looked when we met, it's easy to remember, but so forget. I hear you whisper, I'll always love you. I know it's over, and yet it's easy to remember, but so
Doris Day, 1941.
go, baby, never worry, you can learn as easy as
is a whole lot better when you're wearing Apple Bob shorts. Things just seem much better when you're wearing Apple Bob shorts. For work or sports, they're the only shorts. Easily the best over all the rest. Life will be so much better.
Shore. Songs about apples and pie. Music of the Stars.
Shoe fly pie, an apple pan. Dowdy makes your eyes light up. Your tummy say howdy. Shoe fly pie, an apple pan. Dowdy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Shoe fly pie, an apple pan. Dowdy makes the sun come out when heavens are cloudy. Shoe fly pie, an apple pan. Dowdy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Mama, when you bake, Mama, I don't want cake, Mama, for my sake. And make some ever-loving shoe fly pie, an apple pan. Dowdy makes your eyes light up, your tummy say howdy. Shoe fly pie, an apple pan. Dowdy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Fly pie, an apple pan. Dowdy makes the sun come out when heavens are cloudy. Shoot fly pie, an apple pan. Dowdy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Mama, when you start to bake, I don't want no cake. Mama, mama, for my sake, go to the oven and make some ever-loving shoe fly pie, an apple pan. Dowdy makes your eyes light up, your tummy say howdy. Shoe fly pie, an apple pan. Dowdy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff.
Shoe fly pie, apple pan. Dowdy
makes your eyes light up, your tummy say howdy. I never get enough of that wonderful stuff.
Sammy Gallup, 1946. The Campus Five, Music of the Stars. I know what you're having for dessert, Mama.
Shoe fly pie, an apple pan. Your eyes light up, you come and say a howdy. Shoe fly pie, an apple pan. Dowdy, I'll never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Shoe fly pie, an apple pan. Dowdy makes the sun come out when heavens are cloudy. Shoe fly pie, an apple pan. Dowdy, I'll never get enough of that wonderful stuff. That wonderful stuff. That wonderful star. Shoo fly pie. Shoo fly pie. Shoo shoo fly pie. An apple and Dowdy. I'll never get enough of that wonderful star.
I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way. And when they're flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad. No, not yet, my dear. That greenish way you're looking means that you are ripe for cooking.
How about me?
No, no. When you are fully ripe, my dear, those little flecks of brown appear.
Me?
You're most digestible, my friend. Delicious, too, from end to end. You can put them in a pie. Any way you want to eat them. It's impossible to beat them. But bananas like the climate of the very, very tropical equator. So you should never put bananas in the refrigerator. Bananas are a solid food that doctors now include in baby's diet. And since they are so good for baby, I think we all should try it.
Oh!
See, 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 see.
A little banana music, please.
A guy what takes his time. Wanna see a guy arriving in love. I'll be satisfied, electrified, to know a guy what takes his time. A hurry-up affair, I always give the air. Wouldn't give any Russian guy a smile. Singer who would condescend to linger a while. While a lullaby would be supplied to have a guy what takes his takes his time. I'll go for any time. A hasty job really spoils the master's touch. I don't like a big commotion. I'm a demon for slow motion and such. Why should I deny that I would die to know a guy what takes his time? Any fun in getting something done if you're rushed when you have to make the grade. I can spot an amateur, appreciate a connoisseur at his trade. Who would qualify? No alibi to be a guy what takes his time.
Joel McNeely and the Big Band and Ralph Ranger wrote that on the music of the stars. Henry Hall. Banana music.
On the corner, once I heard a customer complain, you never seem to show the fruit we all love so, that's why business hasn't been the same. I don't like your peaches, they are full of stones. I like bananas because they have no bones. Don't give me tomatoes, can't stand ice cream cones. I like bananas because they have no bones. No matter where I go, with Susie May or Anna, I want the world to know I must have my banana. Cabbages and onions hurt my singing tones. I like bananas because they have no bones.
Hello, Mr. Durante. This is a surprise. What are you doing here?
What am I doing here? You ask me. It's mutiny, that's what it is. I come a million miles, a million of them, to see this London people, and this is what I get. It's mortifying, that's what it is. This George fella singing about bananas. Bananas without any bones. What do you suppose he's referring to? There's only one banana worth singing about, and that's grown on me. So don't quote me on that. It's mortifying. It's mutiny. It's degrading. That's what it is. Ha! Words fail me.
Well, don't let it get you, Mr. Durante. Listen to George sing this chorus.
Aha, the famous spokesman, even the unknowns. They like their bananas because they have no bony bones. It's everybody's weakness. It might be your own. Didn't ye like bananas? Because they have no bony beans. Man, there's something in bananas that gives you that strange feeling. Nobody can resist them. They are so appealing. The quintuplets bernies, man. Those healthy 5-D-ones. They all eat bananas because they have no bony bones.
Suggs, and now presenting my singing food.
Yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. Bananas today.
We've string beans
and onions,
carpaccios
and scallions,
and all kinds of fruit and say.
Singing my heart out.
Oh, what is wrong, asparagus?
I feel naked without my hollandaise.
Come on, tomato, you're slow.
I'll catch up.
And yes, we have no bananas.
No bananas. We have no bananas today. We got string beans and onions and big juicy lemons and all kinds of fruit and say. We've got an old-fashioned tomato. potatoes.
Oh, yes.
We have no bananas. We have no bananas today. There's a fruit man on our street whose name is Mr. Pete. And he keeps good things to eat, but you should hear him speak. When you ask him anything, he never answers no. He just yeses you to death, and then he takes your dough.
Oh, yes!
We no got a da banana. We no got a da banana today. We got a little beans and a bigger beans and a red, the beans and a white, the beans and all kinds of beans and say. We got a da old-fashioned salami. We even got a da Brooklyn pastrami.
Oh, yes!
We no got a da banana. We no got a da banana today. So good with him, he wrote home to say, send Pasquale, Nick, and Jim, I need help right away. When he got them in the store, there was fun, you bet. Someone asked for bananas, and then the whole quartet.
Oh, yes, we have no bananas.
We have no bananas today.
We have peppers.
And the carrots.
And celery.
But we got no bananas today.
Who asked you for bananas anyway? Who asked you? I only want a hot dog sandwich. Hot dogs are better than bananas. I always say, ain't it?
Oh, yes!
We have no bananas.
We have no bananas today.
We string beans and onions. Cabbages and scallions and all kinds of fruit and say. We have an old-fashioned tomato. Elastic, but we ain't got, yes, we have no banana. I'd give a big Havana, I'd even trade a date with Lana for just one banana today.
Tommy Dorsey and the Pied Pipers. Let's get serious now, shall we?
I need not search for precious gold. Of wealth I have my share. For with my eyes I scan the skies and find my fortune there. A host of priceless dreams unfold in songs that bluebirds sing. The earth, the sea belong to me. I'm richer than a king. To add to things that money cannot buy, an echo brings this very soft reply.
Yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. We string beans and onions, cabbages and scallions, and all kinds of fruit and say. We have an old-fashioned tomato.
Bye.
Yes, we know you got the bananas. We know you got the banana today. But 1 minute, we got a new kind of the garlic. When you use this garlic, to make you stand apart from your friends. We got a 64,000 watermelon. We don't sell any, but the guy we buy them from, Mamma Mia, does he sell a watermelon? But yes, we know you got the bananas. Hey, why you? We know you got the bananas today.
Yes, we have no bananas. What's that an offer banana? Now what good is a banana split? Oh, we have muttons and buttons and kippers with zippers and pounds of devaluated pounds. Banana, S-T-I-N-K.
They ain't no stinking bananas.
Precisely, they ain't no stinking bananas. Yes, we have no bananas. Hip, hip, cheerio and off the tree.
And cracks, we got bagels and lox. A bagel that's a doner dipped in cement. We got delicious knishes and kosher champagne. The kosher champagne is 2 cents plain. Pastrami, salami, matzos, and jam. You should pardon the expression. We even got ham, but yes, we ain't got bananas. We ain't got bananas today.
Commencing with your red scarf matches your eyes, close cover before striking, your father had the ship fitter blues, and loving you has made me bananas. This beautiful picture and lovely lyric portrayed vocally by Dickie Ryan.
Oh, your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Father had to ship fitter blues. Loving you has made me bananas. Oh, your red scarf matches your heart. You closed your cover before striking. Father had to ship fitter blues. Loving you has made me bananas. Oh, you burnt your finger that evening while my back was turned. I asked the waiter for I dined, but I dined all alone.
Your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Father had the ship bitter blue. Loving you has made
bananas. Day-o. Day-o.
have to ask you not to shout like that.
Well,
it's like right in my ear, man.
Well, it goes with the song.
Yeah, but don't holler in my ear,
well,
man.
Well, it's authentic calypso.
Yeah, but like
shout.
I stand next to me, man.
Well, the shout go with the bongo drums.
Well, not my bongo drums, man. I mean, move away.
Well, like. I don't see why.
No. Stand over next to the guitar, man.
He sent me over here.
Yeah? Well, then sing soft, man. You know, I mean, like, wow.
Okay. Yeah.
It's too loud, man.
Yeah.
That's better.
He's a day, oh, daylight come and me want go home.
Yeah, man.
Who work all night and a drink of rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stock banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Lift 6 foot, hold 7 foot,
man.
8 foot.
Hold it,
foot
man.
Bunch.
Too loud, man. Too loud.
6 foot, 7 foot,
hold it,
foot,
man.
Eight
hold it, hold it, man.
Bunch.
My ears, like my ears. No, hold it, man. It's too shrill, man. It's too piercing.
Oh, well, I don't see why.
No, it's too piercing, man. It's too piercing.
Well, I got to do the shout.
No, man, it's too piercing. Like, I don't dig loud noises.
Well, you ruined the whole
piercing
record, is what you do.
Yeah, well, tough. I'll take my bongos and go, man, because the whole thing is, like, bugging me anyhow.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. I won't shout.
No, I'm cutting, man, like I didn't want to make this gig in the first place.
No, wait a minute. I'll be soft.
Yeah? Well, then back off from me, man. It's too piercing.
Okay. How's this? Yeah!
Too loud, man.
Okay. Dale.
Too loud, man. I can still hear you. Would you mind leaving the room?
Okay.
Crazy.
Daylight come and me want go home. Daylight come and me want go home. Hey, beautiful bunch of ripe banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight
come. Oh, man, don't sing about spiders. I mean, ooh, well, like I don't dig spiders.
Well, that's how the song goes. He goes, hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Is that it? Can I leave now?
Oh, not yet. We got a big finish. Hey.
Yeah, man.
I locked myself out.
Crazy.
I come through the window.
Daylight come and me won't go home. Modular, interactive, modular, ring, 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 banana phone. Ping, pong, ping, pong, ping, pong, ping, banana phone. It's no baloney, it ain't a phony, my cellular, bananular phone. Don't need quarters, don't need dice to call a friend of mine, don't need computer. I'll call my cat, I'll call the White House, have a chat, I'll place a call around the world, I'll really get me Beijing, jing, jing, jing. Yeah.
you're not a fool. It's a real life mama and papa fool. A brother and sister and a dog a fool. Got grandpa fool and a grandma fool too. Oh yeah, my cellular funanular fool. Banana fool, ring, ring, ring. It's a phone with a peel. Banana fool, ring, ring, ring. Now you can have your phone and eat a tooth. Banana fool, ring, ring, ring. Miss Sunrise, banana.
I'm Chiquita Banana and I come to say I come from Little Island down Equator Way. I sail on big a banana boat from Caribbee to see if I can help good neighbor policy. I bring a song about bananas. I sing it low, I sing it high, yeah, yay, and if you keep with Nettie Canos, sing a song about bananas. I can sing about the moonlight on the very, very tropical equator. No, I sing about bananas. I get the blues in the morning, I get the blues in the night, but when I eat a banana sundae, ooh, it's just right. La la la.
Music of the stars, huh? Around the corner, we'll be on till high noon.
Bananas have to ripen in a certain way. When they are flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad, fruit salad. You can put them in a pie, yeah, yay. Any way you want to eat them, it's impossible to beat them. But bananas like the climate of the very, very tropical equator. So you should never put bananas in the refrigerator.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.